And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 23rd of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromartie, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroe Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low expected, 100 miles west of Bailey, 964 by 1800 Monday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, west 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, South Utsira, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 5 to 7 later, showers, perhaps wintry, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromartie, west or northwest, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fourth, Tyne, west or northwest, backing south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4 becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasionally 6 later in Dogger and Fisher. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Plymouth, Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5 becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in far southeast Trafalgar. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Shannon. Rain later in Shannon. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later in Shannon. Rockall, Malin. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Occasionally gale 8 later in North Rockall. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. West 5 to 7, backing south 6 to gale 8. Veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Perhaps storm 10 later. Rain or showers, moderate or poor. Faroe Isle, west 6 to gale 8, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, then rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, westerly backing southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 for a time at first, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain or squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, northwest 4, slight rain, 12 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, recent precipitation, 2 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Lerwick, west, southwest 6, rain, 2 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Wick automatic, west, southwest 3, 12 miles, 1015, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, west, northwest 3, 35 miles, 1017, now falling. Lookers, southwest by west 2, 16 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Bulmer, west, northwest 3, 24 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Bridlington, calm, 1018, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 2, 1 mile, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 3, 2 miles, 1017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 1018, rising slowly. Jersey, east, northeast, 2, 8 miles, 1,018, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, 1,018. Scilly automatic, north by east, 3, missed, 4 miles, 1,020, now falling. Milford Haven, north by east, 2, missed, 2 miles, 1,020, rising more slowly. Aberporth, northeast, 2, missed, 2 miles, 1,020, rising more slowly. Valley, north, northeast, 2, 11 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest, 3, 6 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Valentia, east, 2, 11 miles, 1,022, now falling. Ronald's Way, north by west, 2, 13 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Malin Head, west by north, 3, 6 miles, 1,021, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest by west, 2, recent rain, 4 miles, 1,020, now falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday the 22nd of March. The general situation: high pressure across much of England and Wales brings settled conditions here initially. However, a more southwesterly flow then becomes established through Monday, with strong winds for northern areas and a risk of gales across Scottish waters. Winds becoming strong across the United Kingdom on Tuesday, with outbreaks of rain or showers for most. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest backing south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers at first, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable becoming north or northwest for a time at first, 2 to 4, then south or southwest 4 or 5 later, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4 later, fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable becoming southwest later 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, north 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 or 4 later, fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, north or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, north or northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 5 or 6 later, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, north or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southwest 5 or 6 later, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north or northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times later, showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times later. Showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northwesterly backing southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, then increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 3 to 5, then increasing 6 to gale 8, showers, then rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, west 6 to gale 8, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, then south 7 or gale 8 later. Showers, perhaps wintry, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and that brings us to a close here on Radio 4. Just about to hand over to the World Service, who'll keep you company throughout the night. So that's all of us. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House wishing you a very quiet and peaceful night. Good night.
BBC World Service, it's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. President Trump's latest threat to attack Iran's power plants has been met with a defiant response from the Iranian government and fears among its opponents.
Some of those who supported the war, they were saying that this is a war on people if they attack the infrastructures. Even some might turn to the Islamic Republic.
We hear from Iran and the US, also on the newsroom. Israel begins demolishing bridges that connect southern Lebanon to the rest of the country.
Our mission is to create a buffer zone, just like we've created in Gaza, and to push backwards the terrorists of Hezbollah.
There's been a protest in Syria against new restrictions on alcohol. And later. We look ahead to the installation of the first female Archbishop of Canterbury. After this update.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. Iran has responded defiantly to a warning by President Trump to reopen the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours or face a major US assault that could see its power plants obliterated. Tehran says it will fully close the strait if Washington follows through. Senior Iranian commanders have also warned that energy, oil, technology and desalination facilities would be legitimate targets. Joe Inwood explains why the Iranians aren't backing down.
It has proved to be one of Iran's most effective weapons in this asymmetric war. Donald Trump seems to be hoping that threatening Iran's power plants will force the strait open. But for now, the Iranian regime has given little indication that it will give in to threats. Instead, it continues to respond with missiles, including two targeting the UK-US base on Diego Garcia, around 2,500 miles away in the Indian Ocean.
Israel's defense minister has announced that it's expanding its ground campaign